Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, funny Fridays. Have some fun. Why not? I'm going to open up the chat room. You can join the chat room by going to Blog Talk Radio, Comedy Concepts, and joining Blog Talk Radio and giving yourself a nice fancy name or something that's going to selfishly promote. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Etiquette. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. is Movie Etiquette Corner. Betty Jo Tucker. I know she's already in the room listening by phone. She's always on time, too. Colorado. Anyway, let's start with a little Anatomy Boost Galore. I love this, their tribute to Pussy Riot here. It's a great song.
Me now.
as Anatomy Bouscalar. Check them out. They've got their new CD released this month. What? What's going on? Kat Vecchione is in the house. Kat Vecchione, just waiting for the police to get here. Had my house. Oh, you had your house broken into again. Oh, Kat, so sorry. So sorry. Oh, Kat, what am I going to do? Oh, I've got to cheer you up, Kat. Let me see what I can get for you, Kat, here. Boy, that's terrible news. Betty Jo Tucker's in the house. Movie Addict Headquarters. No show this Tuesday, but you can listen to any of her shows because they all stay online. So that's always great. And Gail Parento in the house. Hey, check out Bon Jovi Acoustics online. Always new stuff coming out from them. All right, let's hear a little of the First Amendment in Scotland.
We have now an act called the First Amendment. The First Amendment are an American comedy troupe with a difference. Their show is based entirely on suggestions from the audience. As you can imagine, such a freewheeling style of comedy results in all kinds of outrageous humour. Political assaults, clever mimicry, and sackings for BBC producers. Well, will that happen today? Will that happen today? We don't know. But I would like now for the First Amendment comedy troupe to introduce yourself. The First Amendment, please. Who are you?
I'm John Fulweiler.
Hi, I'm Tom Carosa.
I'm Linda Hill.
Bill McLaughlin.
Hi. Hi, glad to have you all aboard.
Glad to be here.
Oh, hey.
What do you say? Love your haggis.
Oh, yeah. We love our haggis too, especially the people from Edna. Yes, I've thrown down the script, ladies and gentlemen, because it's improvisational comedy time. Bill, I think you're going to explain a little of it to us.
That's right. We'll be taking suggestions from you in order to create what we do up here. And to start, we could use some cities from the United States that you'd like to see these people from. So we need three cities, please.
Three cities from the United States. Can you raise your hand, studio audience, if you can think of a studio for a studio? A city from the United States. You, sir, thank you for raising your hand. bit of a visual joke there, viewer. I mean, listeners, don't worry. Well, I wish you were a viewer sometimes, honestly. A city from the United States, sir.
Detroit.
Detroit?
Detroit, Michigan. Thank you very much, sir.
Detroit,
another
Michigan.
One.
Another one? Another one?
Good
you,
to have
sir.
You.
A city in the United States.
New York.
New York.
New York. We've heard of it. New York
yep.
City.
Okay. And
one
you,
more.
Madam.
Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
Illinois.
Okay, you have your three cities. Off you go.
Okay, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Talk Too Much, the American talk show where you can't talk too much because that's a talk show. Okay, today we've got folks from all over the United States. Well, actually, two of them from the Midwest and one from New York, but who cares? And what we're going to do, we're going to come to you for a question about something important in the news that you'd like these people to discuss. You're going to find out what they think, what's inside their head, if anything. So, let's find out who's here today. Panel member number one, where are you from? What do you do?
It's good to be on the show. It was just, my name's Tony Zappia. And I come from Brooklyn, New York, it's a great city in the United States of America. And I run a pizza parlor. I'm studying to be a brain surgeon when I grow up.
There you go, a future brain surgeon, and you can tell. Panel member number two.
Hello, everybody. My name is Dr. Rudolph Hyanga. I'm from Chicago, Illinois, where I'm the founder and co-chairman of the Institute for Completion Workshop. We find that a lot of people have frustration completing things, so I developed a program to help you. And we find that a lot of people who come to our completion workshop in Chicago never really actually make it into the building. We have to go out on the sidewalk, get them, and bring them in. But once they're in, they're very happy, and we try to help everybody who comes to us.
Well, we're glad you made it today. Panel member number three.
My name is Darcy Demure, and I come from Detroit, Michigan, where I am the lead singer for the girl group, the Dinelles. Following in the footsteps of the Supremes, the Marvelettes, and other people with S on the end of their name.
All right.
Thank you. Hello, Edinburgh.
All right. It's the Etism. All right. Now this is the important part of the show where you get to ask us about an important issue in the news you'd like to hear these people discuss. So if you could get from someone out there an important issue in the news.
An important issue in the news. I'll just pop in here and ask you, madam, an important issue in the news. Do you have a question? Yes, indeed. Yes,
we have time for 10 more.
I'm sorry, I asked the chair by mistake. We have a man over here. We have a man over here who looks like an official from the BBC. And I think you are, Mr. Gorgeous, aren't you? Okay. And a question in the news for these people up here.
Senator Dan Quayle.
Senator Senator Dan Quayle.
It's not a question, it's a name.
Senator Dan Quayle. What would you like to know? His sexual preference? Anything in particular?
Well, I'd like to interject something there. I believe he's Bush's running mate. Am I correct about that? Yes.
Gee, yeah. Wow, you really
now, you know stuff. Something about Bush. We talk about Vice President Bush at the completion workshop all of the time. In fact, I wrote a bit about him in a book about, in my completion book, but it's not finished yet. But anyway, we talk about politics and how politics, I feel, is a complete hologram for the truth. You know what I mean? It's somebody we could blame when we have a national problem. I personally am completely dissatisfied with Bush, and I hope he doesn't win. We're really hoping Dukakis gets in there because we're completely 100%.
Hold on. I know you're a doctor. You've been to school and everything.
Yeah,
but, but you know, I personally, like, I mean, it's not like I have anything against fascism. You know, I live in New York, but yeah. it's just that I feel like, you know, we had Reagan for 8 years, and, like, I've been working for, like, three of them, you know. So
yeah.
I don't like Bush, and besides, this guy Quayle, he looks like a Ken doll, and as far as I'm concerned, you know, a bird, he's a quail, he's a bird in the hand, and we got a Bush already, you know. Let's get rid of him, you know.
There you go.
Yeah, New York.
Well, that's why I'm for Michael DeSantis.
Personally, we wrote a song about Bush because we really think that, you know, he helped out the Motor City because he bailed out Chrysler, you know, when everyone was bankrupt, and, you know, and, like, he was all for that and everything. And so we said, like, hey, Bush, you should be here to stay, hey, Bush. You know, it's really kind of catchy, just like his whole campaign, really.
Well, that's why I'm for the caucus. I mean, we've had enough of the Reaganism. I mean, it's not just affecting our country. It's affecting
You know what your problem is? You're stupid.
I'm stupid. Yeah. You're telling me I'm stupid.
Yeah, I'm telling
okay.
Oh, no, my hair's falling.
Oh, that's about all the time we have today.
Beautiful.
Two people gave Bush the bird, and one of them likes him. So let's hope that Quayle doesn't fly with us. That's all for now. Goodbye for
talking. New York.
Chicago.
From New York, the First Amendment Comedy Troupe. The First Amendment Comedy Troupe appearing at the Pleasance Theatre, Venue 33, until August the 27th, not the 25th, but the 27th. So they'll be appearing there until the 27th at 10 p.m. And wow, a gorgeous bunch of fun bundles they were.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in a world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. Around and view it. Anything you want to do it.
terrific. That's Rena Strober. Gotta love her, Rena Strober. She's terrific. Great. We have Betty Jo Tucker in the house, Kat Vecchione, World Talk Rock, Gail, John Tom. I wonder if that's my John Tom. Anyway, let's see. Yeah, Gail Parento. I want to mention this. Okay, upcoming show. Invisible Life, the musical, Six Equity Showcases at the Apollo, June 25th through the 30th. And it's coming to town. You want to check this up. Prometheus E2 Productions presents Elin Harris, Invisible Life, written and directed by Proteus Spahn and Javon Johnson. I hope I'm saying those right. Or is it Javon if you're Spanish? Lyrics, music by Motown legends Ashford and Simpson. Additional lyrics by Stanley Bennett Clay. You want to check out this show at the famous Apollo Theater. That'll be June 25th through the 30th. Start making your reservations now. Check it out. I'm sure you'll see postings for it. And the show times, it has different times. Let's see, Thursdays, June 25th, 7:30. 7:30, Saturday, that's Thursday, Friday at 7:30. Saturday at 3 p.m., June 27th at 7 p.m. Well, just check it out. The tickets are very reasonable. Go to the Apollo box office to check it out. Always check out Betty Jo Tucker at Movie Attic Headquarters. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m., and even though she may not have a show this Tuesday on St. Patrick's Day, she'll be featuring Maureen O'Hara. All right, love that redhead. Yes, I do. And you want to check that out, the songs Maureen O'Hara, Kat Vecchione. Your show is Saturday nights, World Rock, 8 p.m. I hope I'm saying that right, and the Wacko Boys. Always got to give a shout out to the Wacko Boys. Also, another one of my favorite bands, Betty, will be playing at Joe's Pub April 18th at 7 p.m. at Joe's Pub. So make your reservations now. They put on quite the show. You want to check them out. Okay, why don't we actually find some Betty to play for you, as long as I'm mentioning them, because that would be a nice thing to do. Have I left anybody out? I don't think so. Don't forget, you can watch my show tonight, the Nancy Lombardo Show, every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, worldwide at www.mnn.org. Or if you're in New York City, it's available on three channels. You can see my flyer on Facebook. It depends what channels you have. Just Google it. Anyway, I'm going to find Betty. Let's play one of their provocative songs, which I like a lot. And here it comes. Are you ready for it? Because it's very provocative. Here we go.
Did you tell her? Did you tell her? Did you tell her what we did?
Hello. My name is Maria McGregor, teller of lore. And this is my story, the title being First Love. Across the early misty mire, where I ne'er do live and dire, my young heart e'er did feel desire, a courting I would go. I walked across the boggy place. The moors were filled with an eerie mist. The air was thin and the ground was thick and a sticking to me boots. I went in search of Jacques McFlurrin, the red-headed lad I e'er adorn, the only man I knew would be, e'er only man for me. 'Twas then I came upon the lake, the loch, the lair that ne'er escape was dark, and ere I could make the ripples in the pond. For with a shudder and with a shake, before I knew what was at stake, the earth did quiver, quade and quake. Was then I did me air intake. Am I scaring you? 'Twas the creature from the lake. Its skin was green with an oozy bream, and pieces of flesh hung in between its teeth. Its eyes were mean and quite unclean, and one swung back and forth and back and forth. Then with a roar and a fiery glore, who was it then that the monster saw but the man I loved, young Jacques McLaurin, a waving there at me? Oh no, I said, go back, I dread. But was too late, the monster reared his head and ripped young Jacques from the ground just like a tree. His little legs dangled like roots, you see, as the monster chopped with a deadly glee. Then it ripped him in one and in two and in three, then it swallowed him up in one gulp. Young Jacques was gone. I stood there all forlorn, not knowing what to do. The man I loved had now turned into a terrible mushy goo. The creature then returned to the deep. The love I knew would never keep. But what the heck, it wasn't me. Tomorrow's another day.
There you go, Betty Jo Tucker. There's a little something there. Do I have Irish roots? No, my Irish roots are gray. Anyway. Okay, I had to say that, Betty. You just set me up there for that joke. You know that, don't you? All right, I want to mention Peter Michael Marino's got a great show, Late Night with Lance. You want to check it out, go to Peter Michael Marino. He's got it in events. Now, if I can get you the information, as I multitask doing the computer and my show at the same time. Okay, I'll look it up for you, and here we go. Late with Lance. This Sunday, it will be at the Triple Crown Ale House, okay, at 7 p.m., and it's pay what you can. That's the Triple Ale House and Restaurant, 330 7th Avenue, New York, New York. I highly recommend it. It's a very, very funny show. All right, let's keep the fun moving, shall we? I don't know what to give you guys next. I asked somebody wanted to call in, but we'll just have to wait on that, I guess. And Lynn, if you're listening, call in.
The legend of a stranger, all dressed in black, sticks across her hip, my bloody back,
my bloody back.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yay-o, Mama Gum was her rainbow, Mama Gum. And the music sir, she rode alone. Violent way, got her kicked out of Rome. They said it was wrong,
to carry a gun, especially if you're Vatican nun.
You're Vatican nun.
Yippee-i-yay, yippee-i-yo. Not to the gun, not to the
Michael Lydon and Tom Carozza singing back up on that, and music by Ellen Mandel, lyrics by me. And we've got a caller on the line. I think it's my friend Lynn. Let's open up her mic and see.
Hello.
Good morning.
Nancy. Good
hey, Lynn.
Morning.
How do you pronounce
How
your last
you?
Name? I don't want to say it wrong.
Well, Lynn. Everyone does, so why should you be different? It's Jassim. Jassim, yes.
Jassim. It sounds Jassim, like an Al Jolson song. Lynn Jassim.
Oh,
Jassim's in the house.
Well,
so, Lynn, you have a show coming up.
Polish. Yes, I do, and I'm very excited about it. It's going to be at the Producers Club.
Very prestigious.
Oh, yes. Very nice little theater. It's only 40 or 50 seats, so I'm hoping to fill that. And it's April 11th at 8 o'clock. And April 12th at 2:30. So
and,
just two times.
Just two shows, people. You only have two chances to see it.
Yes,
give us the title of your show, your website, where they can find out more information, how to be on your mailing list, and all that.
Okay. The show is called From Como to Homo.
As in Perry Como?
As in Perry Como. That's where I started my career.
On
I was
Perry
10,
Como?
Of course. On Perry Como, yeah.
You
were
on the Perry
West.
Como? Oh, my
yes.
God. Betty Jo,
thank
do you
God
hear
that? My stage mother.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about it.
So my mother was a rockette, and then she became a mother, so she didn't know what to do with herself, so she started pulling me around and taking me to auditions, and I wound up on the Perry Como show with five other little dancing, singing girls, and we would come on every week. And it was quite an adventure, especially being around all the stage mothers. That was a very big adventure.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Betty Jo, I've got a chat room going, too. I don't know if you know this. There's a chat room.
Oh.
So people are commenting. So what you should do, too, after this is join Blog Talk Radio so that when my show is on, you could join the chat and I'll know to mention you again. So be sure
oh,
you
that
use
was
your
great.
You use your name as your chat name. Because then you'll pick
okay.
up their other radio shows that listen to this show as well. So, yes, oh, Betty Jo, I got to ask. Wait,
please.
Lynn, hold on a second, Lynn.
Okay.
Betty Jo has a question for you. She said Perry Como. And
okay.
Yes, it was Perry Como. A rockette. That's what I wanted to be, still do. That's the age limit. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. That's the other radio show listening right now. Okay, so
oh,
tell
great.
Me more. So tell me about your show. It runs about, I assume, under an hour.
It's about 60 minutes long.
Okay.
It has singing and lots of tap dancing and video and storytelling. I tell the entire story about being a child in the theater in 1957. And growing up and managing my own career by the time I was 10 and a half, because my mother had ventured off to the DMV. She found the calling. And I was left to manage things myself. So I tell that whole story, and I have a little bit of gender confusion going on in there by the time I'm 11.
Okay.
So that's all acted out, and I think it's very entertaining.
I don't know if you tuned in time to hear Betty's song, but...
No, I didn't.
It's called Did You Tell Her? Did You Tell Her?
No.
And anyway, great song. You'll look it up. Yes, Tap Dancing is one of Betty Jo's favorites. That's great.
Oh,
so
great.
It's got music. Were you in Solacom too?
Yes, I was. I was actually downstairs at the pit while you were upstairs.
I think I came down when you were rehearsing one day and saw you briefly.
Because
you had video behind you. Did you have video behind you on a screen?
That point, I just had stills. Now I've added the video.
Oh, I might have seen you down there. Small world.
But then when I realized you were upstairs, I was like, because I know Pete was going back and forth between the two of us.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Peter Michael Marino and his show,
that's
Late Night
right.
with Lance, this Sunday. Don't forget. Triple
I'm
A House.
Going?
I'm performing, actually. I just plugged him before. I plugged the show. It's a great show. Tell them about your Facebook. Tell them how they could just follow you and always know when your shows are going to be and get more information on all this.
Okay. Facebook is From Como to Homo.
Okay.
And
Como
they
to
can
Homo.
Just check me in on that. And if there's any interest in reserving tickets, then they can email from comotohomo.com.
Okay.
And
homotohomo.com. I'm looking for you on Facebook right now. So tell us a little bit more. Just give us a little taste, okay, of the show.
A little taste. Okay, let's see. Well, every Tuesday afternoon when we got the call, my mother would take me to the Ziegfeld Theater. And there in the Ziegfeld, they had a special little rehearsal room for the Comoettes. And we would be singing and dancing, and while we were rehearsing, they would take all of the mothers and push them into this room, and then they would take the big glass doors and lock them. The mothers, of course, they could see through those glass doors, and they watched everything that we did. They would mouth every word we sang and look at us with their big round eyes. And eventually, a little discord would arise, you know? Your kid is turning into a big fat pig. My kid at least can sing. And this little discord would get bigger and bolder and louder, and soon there was screaming and yelling and anti-Semitic remarks, and it was wild all the while. Of course, the Comoettes continued to rehearse as though nothing was happening. And then when the dust cleared, Muriel, the ex-Rockette, would always emerge unscathed and victorious and ready to shoot down those mommies again. And
that's
just a little
great.
Bit.
I'm looking forward to it. Would you do me a favor? I never know when I'm performing, but just keep reminding me, and feel free to call in any time or join the chat room. If you join the chat room and follow me, it'll tell you when my shows are going to be on.
Oh,
and
great.
then you can just I'll see you in the chat room, and then we'll promote it till your event. So you
Nancy,
can keep that.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
So why don't you give them your? Do you have a website they can go to, or other than Facebook?
I just
liked your page, everybody, from Como to Homo. I just liked you.
thank you. I like you too.
Did you have a Facebook page, or I mean, you have a Facebook
page?
I'm having
Facebook. I'm having a website made right now.
Oh, her name,
so
Betty Jo, is... Well, hold on. I'm sorry. I'm multitasking because there's...
When
you join the chat room, you'll see it. There's two other radio shows. Kat Vecchione, World Talk Rock, every Saturday at 8 p.m. Check out Kat Vecchione. All right. Her name is Lynn, L-Y-N-N. Spell it for me, please.
L-Y-N-N-E.
E.
J-A-S-S-E-M.
J-A-S-S-E-M. Is that your, do you have a Facebook under that too, I assume, right?
Yes, I do.
Lynn, yeah. Yes, she does, Betty Jo. I have to answer the questions at the same time. Yes, she does, Betty Jo. L-Y-N-N-E-J-A-S-S-E-M. And
right.
Are you coming in? I see you're in San Francisco. Are you coming in to do the show?
No, actually, I'm in New York.
You're in New York now.
2 years.
You need to change
your
status.
I do. I know. I get everybody confused. That's the way I live my life.
Yes, Betty Jo, it's Lynn Jassim. You know, Betty Jo, Betty Jo has a great radio show called Movie Attic Headquarters, and if you have any Hollywood stories or anything like that, I'm sure she'd love to hear them.
Oh, fantastic.
It's Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. And you can follow her, too, on Blog Talk Radio, and she'll mention you when you're in the room. So that's how
fantastic.
This all works, Lynn. So please keep me posted.
Very good stuff.
All good stuff. I have great listeners. Gail Parento, yes, Gail's show will be opening at the, it's called The Invisible Life, the musical Six Equity Showcases at the Apollo, June 25th through June 30th.
Oh,
so it's going to be a great show at the Apollo.
Fantastic.
And also Bon Jovi Acoustics. Check them out with their new headphones. All right, Lynn. Well,
okay,
keep us posted.
Thank you very much, Nancy.
Sure. Feel free to post your show in Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk
okay.
Radio. On, I have a Facebook page. I don't know if you belong to Comedy Concepts, but
I believe I just joined. But I'm writing all of this down.
You just joined. I'm looking for my own thing here. I'm doing my, oh, here, I got to go to home. And it's multitasking because I also have a switchboard. Okay, let me see if you're in it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Lynn, let me
see.
Yeah, multitasking. Lynn, you're a member. You're a member already. So as long as you're a member, you can post your show in Comedy Concepts. It's Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. World Talk Rock Report, 8 p.m. Saturdays with Kat Vecchione. She is such a sweetheart, too. And you got a couple radio shows listening. Also, I got to plug my friend George Benger from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Dream Stream Radio, 4 p.m. All right, Lynn,
okay.
Thank you for calling in. And
all
I'll
right,
just do five more minutes of show. And best wishes with your show, and keep us posted.
I will. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. And, all right, that was Lynn. Always nice to hear from people, isn't it? Terrific. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. How much time do I have? Oh, I got to play a little Mala Pepita. Why not? It's always fun, me and Tom Carosa having fun. Here we go.
Welcome to another episode of La Mala Pepita. When last we left little Pepita, she was bonding with the feeble-minded woman who had adopted her, no questions asked.
Good morning, Pepita. My, what a lovely swimming medal. Wherever did you get it? You can't swim.
Oh, I traded it for a tap shoe.
Oh, how nice. Do you smell something burning in the incinerator?
It is the remains of the janitor.
Oh, how nice. Pepita, have you ever noticed that a lot of bad things happen to good people when you're around?
Oh, never you mind, Mamita. By the way, have I said today you're the sweetest, prettiest, most gullible Mamita ever? Oh, have some almond-scented tea.
Oh, how nice.
The next day, we find the newly orphaned Pepita helping a blind woman to cross the street.
Don't worry, little old blind lady. As long as you have little Pepita by your side, you'll never need a seeing eye dog.
Oh, thank you, my child. I've always depended on the kindness and generosity of strangers.
When next we see Pepita, she is at the home of her physically challenged friend, Esmeralda.
Just think, Esmeralda, how happy everyone will be when you rise and walk from your wheelchair for the first time. Come on, you can do it. Try again.
You know, it's fine. It's really going to hurt. Please don't make me do this. Please.
Don't worry, Esmeralda. We'll just keep on trying, no matter how much it hurts you.
Ouch.
The important thing is that we never give up. Now try again. Close, but no papaya. You must try harder. Let's do it again. You're not trying.
The next day, with Esmeralda in intensive care, Pepita decides it would be fun to have a pen pal.
Dear Mr. Charlie Manson, this is the first time I've written to a real celebrity, but something in your eyes compelled me to do it. I think we will become great friends. P.S., could you think of a cute nickname for me, like Squeaky Mean or Angel of Death? Love, your pen pal, Pepita.
Tune in tomorrow when Pepita experiments with common household poisons.
This time it will take more than a kiss to wake Snow White up. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Always fun, right? Well, here we go. It's the end of the show. thank everyone for tuning in today, and I'm going to plug you in music and song. Betty Jo Tucker, a movie at a headquarter, every Tuesday, 4 p.m. This coming Tuesday, she's not broadcasting, but St. Patrick's Day, she'll have Maureen O'Hara singing. And Kat Becchione, well, she's world talk rock, and you can't miss her. It's Saturdays at 8 o'clock. Good rhyme, Nancy. Gail Parento, thanks for sending me the info on Invisible Life, the musical. The Apollo, June 25th to 30th. Oh, you're gonna see a really, really, really great musical show. Music and lyrics by Motown legend Ashford and Simpson. World famous Apollo Theater. Start making those reservations now. It's gonna be a great show. Oh, who did I miss anyone? I don't think so. So keep on smiling now. All right, everybody, get your smile on. Are you smiling? 10 more seconds of smiling. Let's hear it. All right, 8 more seconds of smiling. Reflecting.